this is. It's a beautiful day on Paragus Station. A Star Wars Legends Knights of the Old Republic 2, The Sith Lords video games, Untitled Goose Game crossover fic. Written by Draconic Sock Puppet and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for Crack, Adequate Universe Exchange, and was written for Extra Penguin. After waking in a Bacta tank, and then again on the floor, Mitra Surik checked the medical computer.
"Still examining the survivors of the damaged freighter," the hologram said. "Aside from the lone survivor, we recovered a Gnesk. No life signs."
Strange. She hadn't remembered traveling with anyone but T3. The Gnesk was sitting on a bed in the morgue, head tucked beneath their wing. As Mitra neared, the Gnesk raised their head, stared at her with beady little eyes, glowing red, and took a deep breath. What she wouldn't give for a protocol droid right now. Well, maybe there was one elsewhere on the station. "Would you like to come with me?" The Gnesk sat up and jumped off the bed, then waddled along with her as she explored the station. There were a lot of damaged mining droids, and a lot of hologram logs, and it was all a bit like an old horror holo. Mitra vaguely remembered those. "Don't split the party," she mumbled, as she opened yet another door. Said the Gnesk, waddling along beside her. Somehow, they had managed to acquire a bandolier full of explosives. Mitra was afraid to ask how, and besides, the answer would probably involve more honking, none of which she understood. Sometimes she wished she'd taken the consular truck instead. Didn't they get force translation powers? There was a man in the break, though. Atten was a particularly annoying and sexist man, actually, and he dressed like a stereotypical smuggler. Said the Gnesk beside her. "I quite agree," Mitra mumbled as she moved on. And then the Gnesk was off, running astoundingly fast on their little orange feet, and was that an airlock? Where did it come from?
"All things are possible with the Force," a tiny voice whispered in her heart.
Cried the Gnesk, and as the airlock door shut, trapping Atten within, they jumped up and pulled a red lever that Mitra could have sworn hadn't been there a single minute earlier. The other side of the airlock opened, blowing Atten out into space. Said the Gnesk with audible satisfaction. And then they began to dance. Later, much later, Mitra found a hollow of Darth Honkius, bane of the Sith and Jedi alike, on Korriban. It came as no great surprise. She already knew her erstwhile mentor's heart. It was a pity Sion and Nihilus had never bothered to learn the Gnesk language, but they were no real threat. Not when Darth Honkius the Wise could wield 13 lightsabers at once, and had a hidden stash of Force artifacts even a Jedi might covet. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded as a treat for God of Laundry Baskets as part of Summer Podfic Swap 2024.
You like Star Wars. You said you were cool with literally any kind of fandom crossover for Untitled Goose Game. For those of you who are here for the goose and not for the Star Wars, Mitra Surik is our lovely baby who can do no wrong, including the time that she destroyed an entire planet and tore a hole in the universe. She does no wrong, and we love her. But the very beginning of the game, she wakes up on this looking like it's been destroyed mining platform, and then she meets Atten, and Atten Rand has, you know... He's a major player for the rest of the game, but not if your secret Sith Lord Goose has a magic red lever that flushes him down the space toilet into the terrible gaping void of space and explosive decompression. Because he is kind of a sexist asshole a little bit. Also, I would like to point out, I like this idea of Ganesque as a new Star Wars species, but according to Wikipedia, goose does exist in Star Wars. Quote, a goose was a creature that bore a thin, multi-jointed neck and waddled when it walked. Because its design mimicked those traits, the G2 series maintenance droid was nicknamed Goose Droid. And our citations are Fate of the Jedi Omen, Fate of the Jedi Omen audiobook, Dark Forces Official Player's Guide, and The New Essential Guide to Droids. We have citations. Wikipedia also has an entry for a reed goose, a wild goose, and the phrase, quote, wild bantha chase, end quote, which is a futile errand, one which might be a distraction to important business, similar to the real-world phrase, wild goose chase. So geese do technically exist in Star Wars. Anyway, thank you so much to Draconic Sock Puppet for having blanket permission to podfic. I had an absolute blast of a time with this. I cannot get over this crossover, and it's amazing and beautiful. And hopefully it makes everyone listening smile. So yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.